This is Nancy.
This is Dr. Rozzy.
And we have
a very special.
Oh, beyond special. I think luscious, sexy.
Use your fan.
All of those things.
Oh, wrong one.
Describe her.
This is true.
No, it is. That's why I'm passing on the fan, because I know the reaction.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss H, the one and only Miss H.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm so excited.
You want to like, so
she's
funny?
She's not on the phone. She's
is that I understand here. That she's not wearing any underwear today.
She's apparently you're not wearing panties?
A new thing for her, and she's experiencing the joy of the juices that kind of run, and then they kind of hit the thighs, and then it's kind of like there's like a wet thing going on.
Fan it.
There may be some puddles. I'm just saying. Just saying.
Wouldn't be the first time when when we're talking about you that would
well,
happen.
But it would be the first time without underwear, which I totally encourage. I think that underwear is overrated unless it's really cute. So I think that going bare is. Did you put a piece of bread down there?
No.
Wow. Is she hungry?
No. Are you feeding your pussy?
Apparently she is.
No. This is turning into some.
Vagina talk.
It's vagina talk.
Well, I was going to say this is turning into something bordering on let's just make fun of Nancy because she's just now going to get really flustered.
No.
I okay. just want to put, you know, your vagina out there.
That's right. We do want to put our vagina out there. It's a good thing to put out there.
Yeah.
It's I think so too. I agree. I'm not opposed to
That's
that.
That's why one of the songs I picked it, one for my boo and one for you. The last one. That's all you right there.
You're so sweet. Anywho, last week we talked about a potential kidnapping.
Mm-hmm.
The kidnapping of you. Kidnapping you.
Yes. And Jeremy asked me if I got kidnapped, and I was like, no, Nancy didn't kidnap me.
Oh, but see, you don't know.
Oh, Nancy, are you kidnapping her?
Well, last week we were talking, we went through like this whole how we're going to negotiate kidnapping. And so, but see, you don't know. You don't know. What if it wasn't going to happen last week? What if it's like, you know, a week or two from now?
That's it.
You don't know.
I'm scared.
I'm willing to loan you my duct tape and rope and, you know, trunk.
But just make sure you bring my inhaler because my asthma's acting up.
I haven't forgotten. I haven't forgotten.
No, but it's true.
I don't know how you can use an inhaler with duct tape on your fucking mouth.
You're going to have to cut a little bit.
Fucking hold for goddamn inhaler. Just, we'll duct tape the inhaler to the mouth.
Okay, see? You just like.
All right. I'll be your consigliere on this one.
Oh, yay. Well, so that was last week, and we had a lot of fun, and it was great, and damn, it's hot in here.
Quítaselo.
Shut up.
Take it off.
Shut up. And so then today is this fantastic topic that I love it.
Hold dear to your heart.
So dear to my heart.
Or her breast.
Or
her boobs.
In this case, yes, my breasts. But
they're already out there. You can't cover them up.
I thought we were just talking about my pussy today.
You brought up your boobs.
I know. We are innocent on this one.
Yeah. I mentioned the song, but I didn't say what it was. You brought up your boobs.
In any case, so today's topic. Come on, people. So today's topic is something that... makes me feel good. And I did ask for it, so I hope I get it.
This is true.
We'll be talking about impact.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be wondering, what is what impact? And it's not, what's that one? Remember that one movie, Impact? Where, like, there was, like, this whole, like, meteor shower. And,
oh,
like,
with Elijah Wood, with Frodo.
That
Frodo
was deep
and
impact.
Morgan Freeman.
Deep impact.
And I think that's what you do with a fuck saw.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I didn't tell you. I used a fucking fuck saw this week. Did I
really?
Did I tell you?
No.
Yeah, I used a fuck saw.
Really?
On somebody else. It was...
Oh, I thought on you.
No.
I think it would be very difficult to do because it is actually a major piece of machinery.
No, I thought somebody had used it like on her.
No, someone taught me to use it on someone else.
Oh.
And she was just so kind and generous enough to lend me her pudenda for such an act.
Pudenda.
And if she's listening... Your ass is mine. Your ass is next. Anyways, she knows. She knows what's up. Anyways, so yeah, I learned how to do that. That was awesome. And that is totally deep impact.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But this is impact play, which is basically anything that is the hitting act, the act of hitting with anything on another person. So impact actually covers a lot of areas. Hmm. Big. It's awesome.
Lots of different areas. Of the body?
Well, of the body and of implements, because there's a lot of implements that use in impact. I mean, anything from your hands, you can use canes, crops are a part of canes, a whip, flogger, paddles, you know, fucking anything you can pick up it, and hit with is considered impact play. Consensually, please, people.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We always stress that here.
And I'm not going to walk up and just, you know, slap you in the face.
Unless you've pre-negotiated that that's an okay thing to do. Yeah. That might make people, some people just like it wet or hard at that, depending on, you know, their thang.
Mm-hmm. This is true. I don't know that I would like that.
Face slapping or a random person coming up and slapping you?
Random? No, I know I like face slapping, but not random.
All right.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Well, Miss H is learning a whole lot of stuff about me lately, so whenever these things come up, I want to tell her.
Mm-hmm. As you should share.
That's right.
Goodness. So what would you be able to share with us 101 and just
the whole impact?
Yeah, building blocks.
Okay, well, I mean, I think for me that most people at some point have engaged, if they've done anything borderline kinky, have engaged in impact play. And what I mean by that is, let's say they've had their ass smacked or they've smacked an ass during sex. That's impact play. You know, I mean, most girls that I know, you know, kind of like to have their ass smacked when they're being fucked from behind, which is hot.
Mm-hmm.
But it is, you know, it is what I would consider, I still put that in my world in kind of the vanilla part of kink, because it's still fairly vanilla. You're just, you know, a little edgy in your vanilla. But that's kind of where most people begin. But then you can build up to that, you know, using your hands, which the truth of the matter is people seem to think that hands are minor, they're beginning impact play. But you can get fucking vicious with your hands.
Yeah.
And I've said this for a long time to people. You know, if they wanted me to play, they're like, well, you don't have your toy bag. I'm like, I don't need anything other than my hands. I really don't. Because with your hands, you can smack, slap, spank, punch, you know, and these are all of the things that you can do that are all in the same set as impact play. So they're all various levels. And, you know, obviously a person that is a light bottom that doesn't like intense pain, you're not going to just start fucking punching them. That would suck in a lot of ways. But, you know, that's a good way to begin kind of doing that. But for me, I think there's a lot of areas of impact play that are important. The primary thing is safety. So there's it's good to have an understanding of the physiology of the person that you're playing with, kind of know the no areas, you know, avoid the spine. Let's not hit the spine with anything, hands, implement, anything like that. Most people are not down on the face, except for face slapping, although I do know people that do like caning of the face, but that's a personal, highly negotiated thing. But if this is just you at home with the girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever, then, you know, you still, as your own personal person, if you're the top, which is the person that's inflicting the pain or pleasure, whichever way you want to look at it, it's important to have an awareness of the physiology. So there's the spine. You want to avoid kidneys. Just be aware of where they are, because they're really not where you think they are. Because I used to think they were, like, kind of in the upper part of the ass. You know, they're not there, just so you know. the tailbone. Xiphoid process, which is if you feel your sternum, everybody touch your breasts. You feel your sternum.
Let's feel ourselves
at the
up.
Very bottom part of your sternum, there's a little teeny tiny, it doesn't feel like it's connected to the bone. It's a cartilage. It's very prone to being, you know, kind of broken off. And you really can't do anything about that. It just kind of floats. And at some point your body heals it, but it might not be connected. So, and that's, you know, kind of similar with you can like do things, bad things to the tailbone and stuff like that. So, the first thing is having an awareness of physiology when you're doing any sort of impact play. And the second thing is having an awareness of what level you are as a top and what level your bottom is, so that you know that you can work with them. And a lot of people don't know. If you've never played with somebody or you've never played yourself, you don't know. So several people do a 1 through 10 pain scale on a scale from 1 to 10. How does this feel? You know, 1 being whatever, you could take it all day, 10 being, you know, you would rather gouge your eyes out than experience this pain. And, you know, for me, the sweet spot is 8. Like, I like to get the 8 level. That's a good place to be, but I like to go down after, because staying at 8 sucks because that becomes a 10 real fast. But for those, excuse me, for those that are definitely in the introductory period of this, you need to get the 1 through 10 early on in any scene, because anybody that goes into subspace, they can't tell you 1 through 10. I mean, they can barely speak. So you need to be really aware of your surroundings and of yourself and of your bottom. So those are my first points on impact play. Safety first.
Yes, most definitely.
We've gone this many days without an accident.
Yeah, I'm going to have a little chart up there.
Don't ever go to a pro dom that doesn't have one. I'm kidding. That's not true.
Wait, where is it?
Right. Where's the hard hat?
Maybe Sage said that there was a sign that I was supposed to read.
It's not true. I made that up.
Do you find that, I mean, in people that you know or in your own personal experience, what are like common slip ups when you're first starting out, something like that?
Well, I mean, I can really only talk from my own experience because people don't usually talk about their fuck ups. Let's be honest. You know, I don't want you to know that I screwed up. I think it's the ability for me to read your bottom, to really know where they are, where their space is, whether you've really gone past a level or not. But also, don't play with an implement until you're familiar with it. You know, I remember the very first time I grabbed a cane. Which is, people are really scared of canes because, you know, there's metal canes and there's bamboo canes and there's rattan canes and there's acrylic canes and there's, you know, there's fucking tons of guys. Everything that can be stick-like is a cane. And they're very intimidating because you think of this psycho woman wielding this stick that's just going to come and start hauling it like a pinata, you know. And that's not what it is. I think for me, the very first time that I wielded a cane, I wasn't familiar with the levels. And I just started just smacking. And that probably really sucked. I didn't warm them up, nothing. I just went straight for the cane, and that, you know, because I was excited. It's a cane. I was very excited. So don't, like, just jump into, you know, going, don't go to the pleasure chest and start buying a bunch of shit because you heard me talking about it or it looks cool, you like the paddle with the Hello Kitty, and just start fully hauling back and hitting. That's a mistake. What you see in, you know, movies, in probably videos and stuff, is not necessarily what you want to experience in real life. You have to go through levels. You have to warm somebody up, their skin up, in order to prepare themselves and get their endorphins going before you start kind of building them up. And then when you do build them up to a higher, more intense level of pain, it's very important to kind of take them down a little bit and then have it be a roller coaster ride, because there's nothing worse than taking somebody up on a plateau and keeping them up there with no relief in sight. That's the quickest way to have a scene be short than really have it be long time, and also not an enjoyable experience for both partners. Because really, I mean, you know, there's the yin to the yang. I get as much out of, you know, inflicting the pain as the person on the bottom gets from getting the pain. It's just incredibly different. So having an awareness of how to adjust that, I definitely didn't know. I mean, you just don't know. It's something that you learn with experience. So that would be my thing, is don't just start, I heard somebody talk about punching, I'm going to just start fucking punching somebody. Yeah, don't do that, please. Please, God, don't do that.
Mm-mm. And as a side note, I think you've made me have like a sixth grade crush on the cane.
Right.
Yeah. I didn't think that I would, but I do.
Everybody says that. Everybody has a fear of the cane that I've ever spoken to, because the cane is really one of my favorite implements. It makes great marks.
Makes great marks.
I love the marks.
I like the marks too.
Right? On the boobies. Marks on boobies are good. But for me, you know, everybody that I've played with has enjoyed my particular caning style. And because I don't just haul off, and I don't do it just full on military style, or there's a specific name and I don't remember it because I didn't take notes and I'm a bad student. But, you know, you just go through the level so that you can last for longer. Because I want to be able to play with my toys, be the cane and the bottom, for a long time. I don't want to, like, haul off and break my toys and my toys don't want to play with me again or have it be a bad experience. Those are things I don't want to do. I want to enjoy it as long as possible. And spreading around, moving it around. Don't just stick on the ass. Don't just stick on the boobs. Move it around. Turn them, and those are the ways it also extends the scene. The experience.
You're right over there?
Well, because I'm just listening and I'm just like, oh, God.
Came me right now.
Shit. My ass kind of tore up right now. I can't really do that. I think that when I asked for it earlier, I wasn't really thinking, like, you know, we can't do that. We body is bad. Body hurts right now.
Yeah, body's ouchy.
Body's definitely ouchy. But just hearing you talk about it is making me...
Fanny yourself?
Well, it's fucking hot in here, man.
I think there will be a puddle, just saying.
I think there is one, actually.
Shut up!
If I look under the table, I think it'll be there already.
I need to... Now I am fanning myself, mm-hmm. is what is happening.
And by self, she means vagina.
It's
She's lifting her skirt.
She looks like she's like,
don't look
I know, Jeremy. Totally. It's crazy.
Here's the Jeremy video trying to feed? Take a pic.
I'm trying to sit like right in front of you.
Come on.
You bitch.
Oh, please. No, but we're trying not to look at her vagina. No, we're really trying to look at her vagina.
I saw parts of it when you're. Skirt was flying up here.
No.
Yeah, you were like this. You're like,
oh my God, that's so not true.
Oh no, I didn't see it. I'm just making fun. Oh. So not true. Of course not. The table blocks it. But I did
that would
see
be
your
pretty
skirt.
Impressive.
But I did see that. She was just like fanning herself that's away.
I'm just, you know what? See, and now it's like, damn it. Now it's the other kind of voice. Yes.
The other kind?
I don't know. What are you talking about? You're scaring us.
Now you need to share what's going on that right? side of the table.
The special kind of moist.
Wow.
Please don't get any vaginal secretion on the microphones.
Right.
That's all.
Wow. If she could get it on the microphone, that would be very impressive.
A microphone
impressive.
Would be an awesome insertion thing. Just saying.
Wait, what?
Insertion.
Okay, Jeremy, if you're missing
a microphone,
you know where it went.
I'm not going to do it today.
But if there's
you have an
one
old
missing.
Microphone...
Oh,
you could bring one to the pegging party. Fuck yeah.
Pegging party.
Pegging party. And for the newbies, pegging party?
Well, but the phrase pegging party is really just something that we have called this event at which there will be pegging.
Right, there is pegging, and then there is a party, and we have decided to put the two together for a pegging party.
Yes, yes. And, pegging... Pegging
is the art of.
While she's having her moment, can you let us know?
She's having an internal orgasm of which we're unaware.
Yeah,
she's all right, so pegging.
She just went and had one. She's having one right now.
Is the art of taking an ass and sticking things in it. Not just things, but like a strap.
Microphone. Oh. You gotta do it. You gotta do the microphone.
I'm not gonna stick the microphone up my ass, okay?
You won't. We're asking her if she will. On behalf of all,
the one I'm
Skid
using
Rose.
Is.
Hey, if you ever do that, can you put a Skid Row Studio sticker right on
that would be
on
awesome.
Your ass cheek and take a picture for me?
Oh my God.
I will be
if
there.
If you have a defunct microphone you would
with
donate to the cause, that would fucking happen.
I got the sticker. All we need is a microphone.
And an ass, but I think we can find an ass. There's always a ready ass.
But anyways, pegging party. Anyways, so this is going to be an event where there will be asses lined up and then there will be ladies with maybe, you know, some junk attached and it will
strap
somehow
on.
Yes, that
strap on.
And then it'll just like magically find its way into some,
like a little magnet.
No, not so much like a magnet. Well, maybe like a magnet.
Like they're just attracted to it.
Yes.
The poles are just attracted to one another.
And there's going to be thrusting. It's going to be one of those things where you're just going to like hold on to the hips and you're just going to fucking go. Well, not like that, probably. That would be really vicious.
If they had hair, you can pull the hair. And then back to impact, you can smack their ass.
We could do all of it as she giggles in her feet.
Oh my God.
My baby.
Jeremy, I can't promise anything. Well, I will not get anything on the microphone, but I can't promise anything about this chair. Not gonna lie.
Oh, do you have a towel that we can use?
Just clean it afterwards.
I promise.
Which you like to do anyway.
Right.
So.
She'll enjoy cleaning it anyway.
Just some Clorox wipes. She'll be down with that.
I knew this was gonna happen. I knew that she was gonna be here, and then I was gonna be all red and all. I just like.
Blustered,
and then the wine. It's just like, this is a bad combination.
And then
but
the moisture
it's a bad combination that's good.
te gusta.
Oh, my God.
All right, so back to impact play. Kids. Yeah. How's that for a fucking big change? All right, so I have to pull up my goddamn thing. Why do I have a fucking thing? All right, so impact play. So I kind of talked about the beginning. You know, you've got hands. Hands and paddles are usually really good for beginning. And when I mean a paddle, paddle can be anything. I actually have a balsa wood, like paddle ball paddle that cost me $1 with the ball fell off that I have in my toy bag that I use as a paddle. It's got this obnoxious little logo on the side of it. It's fine. And it's a very light paddle because it's balsa. So you can't use it very hard or else it'll break, right? So, but it's a great intro to paddling. It has a good sound, nice crisp sound with a lot of people. The sound is a very good way, fast way to get somebody into subspace because they have a lot of, you know, associations with the sounds. So those are good beginning ways. You can go when you move into the medium, you want to move into canes, and crops are part of the canes, as I said. And I suggest that you become familiar with how to use a cane, as I said, because, you know, it kind of sucks to hit with it. And don't start with an aluminum or metal cane. That would blow too. Probably the most common cane that I've seen is the bamboo. I actually got from my Amazon wish list this pack. It was like $7.95 of bamboo sticks that are like, you know, 4 feet tall, and it's this pack of like 24 bamboo sticks. And I just pull them out, sand them. Gotta make sure they're sanded. Really, you don't want to have a knotty, like K-N-O-T-T-Y, knotty bamboo hitting someone's bare ass, because it can cause blood, and that ends the scene. Cause you gotta get out the blood, blah blah. So just, you know, for your own benefit, make sure that it's nice and sanded. But then I always have a bamboo cane hanging out in my what's called I call it my cane quiver. And it's actually a poster carrier thing that I got at the Anime Expo of all places. But it's for my canes, and it's awesome. So those are good. But in medium, also I would categorize floggers, which is really a very popular form of impact play. People seem to like the floggers. They enjoy the floggers, which is why I don't usually use them, because they're cool, but it's kind of like a massage. Kind of like giving a massage with a fucking deer hide goddamn flogger. You know, this shit cost me $200. I don't want to massage you. That's not what I'm here for.
So wait, is that never painful?
Oh, no, well, it depends. Here's the thing about floggers, is they can be made out of almost anything. Prime an example. Yes. So that's
my keychain.
That's latex. Which, you know, they're little ones, so it's, you know, if you have the bigger ones, then it would be nasty and actually can cut skin. Be very unpleasant. You know, the rubber hose, that's bad too. Those are bad. Bad in a good way if that's the kind of pain that you like. It just depends. But you know, they can be made out of any kind of leather. I've seen them made out of shoestrings. I've seen them made out of, oh, wait, I'm going to make one out of.
What? There's a caller. Sorry, long. I totally didn't even see that. Hello?
Long erasers.
It sounded like
mid-sentence.
Were... Yes. Hello?
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 Hi.
Hey, I got a question for you, ladies.
Well, we will hopefully have an answer. What's up?
Okay. So, like, me and my boyfriend, like we like to listen to this show called Mad Time Radio. You heard it? And he gets like too aggressive when he listens to that show.
Oh, why does that happen, caller?
Because that show is great. Mad Time Radio. Bye.
I feel like we just got Rickrolled.
Totally.
Anyways.
Right. So I was talking about floggers. Yes. I bought these erasers at Staples that are like long. They're like 12 inches long each,
erasers?
Which is a foot. Yes, so they're erasers, but they're made out of rubber and they're all flexible and shit. And I'm going to wrap a whole bunch of them together and turn it into a flogger, which to me is a twofer because I have an office supply fetish. And then, you know, I have flogger too, so I could flog somebody with my office supply fetish, which would be awesome. But you can actually, a flogger can be made out of anything. I mean, I've seen it made out of rope, out of, you know, anything that is a flexible kind of material. Like I said, there's latex, there's rubber, there's plastic. I mean, just fucking anything you can make a flogger out of. So it depends. Some of them are, you know, there's the elk, deer, buffalo, leather, you know, whatever that they're made out of, that they have different kinds of sensations. I have friends that are bottoms that have very specific likes. They like it thuddy, not stingy. They like it stingy, not thuddy. You know, and I'm not a bottom, so whatever. Like, whatever. It's pretty. You know, there you go. And then, you know, you see people do the two floggers, and they do Florentine, and it's like cool and shit. And I'm like, fucking, that's a lot of work. God. But no marks.
No marks.
So it depends on the sensation that you want for what it's made out of. It is definitely the very, there's a lot of different parts of impact in that one, which is, I mean, I guess the reason I wouldn't put a flogger in the beginning level of impact is because it takes a certain amount of skill to wield a flogger. You don't just want to grab one off of Amazon. By the way, don't ever grab one off of Amazon and start, you know, using it because you want to make sure it's good quality and you want to make sure you actually know how to do it. Only, not only for your safety, but for your bottom safety. And when I mean you, I mean a top, because I'm a top. So for that, that's why I would put it into the medium level. And then it can also move into the heavy level of impact because depending on what the item is and how the flogger is used. So, and it can be back, you can flog the ass, you can flog the... the boobages.
The boobies.
So, yeah. And then in medium impact, I would include fists in physically punching. Not the face. This is not a fist fight. You're doing it in a safe and consensual manner. You're punching. Oh, look at that. Another call.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. This is Harry.
Hi, Harry.
Yeah, this is Harry Mono, and I will call to say I really like your show.
Well, thank you.
And I like your show, but I really like Nighttime Radio, too. I think that's a really good show.
Do we have a screening process? I'm just throwing that
out. There is no screening process
awesome.
Here.
So this could happen nonstop. This is and fucking task.
I feel like I need to come up with like clever comebacks.
I agree wholeheartedly. All right, so fists. You want to make sure that you're doing it safely, and like I said, you know, we're not doing kidney punches. We don't want them peeing blood. That would suck. We're not punching them in the face. Again, I mean, I guarantee you, there's somebody out there that has a thing for being punched in the face. If you're listening to this and you're a newbie, don't do that. I'm just saying, don't do that. That's not a smart thing to do. You need to be experienced in these things. And then all of those things can go into heavy, but I think you get heavier when you start dealing with whips. So single tail, dragon tails, rat's tails, single tongues, rat's tongues. I can't even name all the different kinds of whips that there are. And those
that
can actually
like some Harry those Potter can actually, stuff.
Right, they can actually cut skin. So I've cut skin with my dragon's tail, which is beautiful. But yeah, it requires bandages. And again, you gotta stop and get the blood under control. You know, that doesn't work for me.
Mm-mm.
Get the gloves out.
You look pretty with gloves on.
I have little lavender gloves. They're so pretty.
Mm-hmm. Like doctor gloves, the little nurse gloves?
Yes, mine are.
Oh, I like those. I would go to Kaiser, I would take with my purple gloves.
Well, I also really have a thing for medical play, so I have an extensive collection of medical items as well. Because medical play rocks.
What's your favorite? Of all the instruments that you've named, what's your favorite?
Hands. My hands are my favorite, without a doubt. It's a more intimate experience. You feel closer to the person that's doing it. Your energy is immediately connecting. It's an experience like the weather and my hands. And I guarantee you that there will be a pain that the person hasn't had before because it's my hands, not somebody else's hands. And it's an immediate extension of my energy. And it takes nothing from me to them, and they feel all of that. So it's a much more intense experience.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Well, let's take a little break.
Definitely. And before we take a break, just reminding everybody that our shows are on, our podcasts are on iTunes for download. So definitely check us out. And right now we're going to be playing, we have a request from my top man, which is Sexdorf by Soft Cell.
Oh, love it.
The floor, you just watch them move aside. We will take cold in black hair curls. We can have playtime in my little playroom. Disco dollies, my sex doll, and my dumb chauffeur. I would like you on a long black lead. You can bring me all the things I need. Sex war is midnight. Luring disco dollies to a life of vice. Sex war is a midnight. Luring disco dollies to a life of vice.
Blushing Nancy.
Still blushing?
A little bit.
Yeah, she is.
She has a hint of pink.
I really like you a lot. And then you make me feel all tingly in special places. You're not even doing anything.
Not.
You're just next to me.
That's right.
That's that energy right there.
Oh, 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 it's magic.
You just made her tingle again in her pants.
She doesn't have pants on.
Oh, in her skirt. Because she doesn't have panties.
It's the wet check.
I can do a wet check if you want.
Let's do it. Wet check. Wet check.
Oh, she's wet.
If we use our scale from 1 to 10. Since you do prefer 8s.
Oh, my goodness.
No, she's not there yet.
Oh, okay. I predict she will be by the end.
Oh, my God. Anyways.
That's really not what we're talking about here.
No. Let's how about we just go away from this area and just, you know, go back to that, you know, that whole impact.
Well, people can't see what you're doing.
I right. know. I just get speechless and I start just, like, punching. You know, being all animated and stuff. Sorry.
Yes.
Okay. Anyways, sorry.
So punching, is that where we left off?
Well, yeah, we moved left from, and then we went to whips. We were talking about whips.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, dragon's tail.
Yes.
I love the whips. They make a pretty, pretty sound.
Yeah. And you look pretty when you're holding one, too.
Thank you. Especially with the insertable handle.
I saw that.
Take the handle and slide it in somebody's wherever.
Somebody's wherever.
It was an ass this last time.
I thought that was nice.
I didn't show him what I was doing, and then afterwards I showed him, and the look on his face was like, that went in my ass. I'm like, yeah, bitch. That went in your motherfucking ass. You ain't no virgin no more.
Was he a virgin before that?
His ass has always been all virginized. What's up with that? What's up with guys with virgin asses? I put a finger in my ass. That doesn't count. Your finger means nothing. Mm-mm. Put something in that ass.
Mm-mm. Yeah. This makes sense.
I haven't, you know.
What can you tell us about, like, techniques and whatnot with the, all of these different items?
Everybody has their own style. Every top I've ever seen has their own style, and it's about based upon their own preference and their own skill level. One of the first things that I would say, you know, regardless of technique, is to ensure that your bottom is warmed up. And I'm not talking, you know, have them do 5 minutes of cardio. It's not like that. They, whatever area that you're planning on inflicting the impact, you need to make sure that it's warm enough and that the endorphins are initially running so that they can take whatever you're going to do next. And that's generally done by, you know, spanking of some sort. So, you know, start spanking the ass, you know, and I always do it kind of rhythmically. It's always fun. It's very exciting. and then you can move on from there to more intense spanking. You can pull out an implement, whatever it is. But you have to make sure that they're warmed up and wherever it is. So let's say you've warmed up their ass and now you want to move to their chest, be they breasts or not. You can't just, you know, start hauling off and just start hitting. You need to warm up that area as well. So each specific area. And you have to make sure that the skin is it might not necessarily be pink depending on the person's skin tone, but make sure that you feel it and that it's warm. You can actually physically feel the heat coming off of it because then you know that the blood is rushed to the surface to sufficiently prepare them and give them almost to a degree a certain amount of numbing so that they're ready for the next level of, of impact. Whatever it might be, whatever implement you're using or whether you're just using your hands. So warming up, I think, is really, really important. It will extend, you know, the scene, the enjoyment of it. And this is also a good time, if you're playing with somebody for the first time, to assess where they are on the 1 through 10. You know, what did that feel like? Oh, that was a 2.
Okay.
And when you are in the top position, it's very important to be cognizant of, you know, the velocity, the blah, 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 you know, that kind of thing. Just be aware of where you were when you hit them there. And also, some people have varying levels of sensitivity in certain areas. Let me give you an example. When I went to a bunch of classes, and I went to a spanking class, and I thought, you know, all right, you know, spank my ass, let me see what it feels like. By the way, I don't like it. It is not enjoyable to me. I have an incredibly high threshold for pain, but just because I can take it doesn't mean I like it. So I had this, you know, it was a bottom, and she was spanking me to warm me up. And I was like, ow, that fucking hurt. Like, the spanking hurt. And for me, my ass cheeks are more sensitive than my thighs. So she could have, like, fucking wailed on my thighs, and I'm like, whatever. But my ass, I'm like, owie, don't give my little bottom to hurt. You know, so, and I made the mistake one time when I was playing with the bottom after that, translating that to mean that was the same for them. So I spread out the pain towards their thighs and their butt cheeks, and they were like, wow, it was so painful on their thighs that their ass could take so much more. And I was like, oh, well, that's different from me. So it's one of those things where it's great that I had that new knowledge about myself, but it was not universally applicable. So it's one of those things where you have to understand when you're playing with somebody, just make sure you be very aware that as you move it around, ask specifically how it feels in the different areas. Not specifically, but what level they are, 1 through 10 on the pain scale. And that's very difficult for some people to do. Some people have a lot of difficulty quantifying their pain in a number like that. But it's good for both parties to have that kind of communication, because if you want to play again, you want to ensure that you have had that discussion so you kind of know where they are.
So for someone that's like, who can't do the 10, who's like, oh, okay, I just don't have the capacity or whatever, could we apply something like from what we've talked about? We're like, okay, that's green, keep going. Yellow, no. Red, just stop. Would that be okay?
Well, the color system is universally used. I mean, a lot of people use. I mean, there's green, yellow, red, or mercy. That's very common in the BDSM world, which is fine. The 1 through 10 gives you something a little bit more quantifiable. If they have difficulty with that, then obviously green, yellow, red is better, but it's also about specifics. Yellow, on spanking altogether, or on spanking your ass, or on spanking your right cheek, or, you know, try when you're communicating with your top to be as specific as you possibly can, because then it allows your top to accommodate that, because there's not, you know, otherwise you really just might have a chance of ending the scene. And then a lot of bottoms and submissives that I know have difficulty in asserting themselves at that point, especially when a dominant has said, oh, well, you said, you know, red, we're going to stop. And it's difficult to have that conversation at that point, where if they had said yellow on this or red on this, everything else is fine. It would have continued the play. So, you know, you want to make sure that you have that communication. This is it's more important to be communicative and be open in BDSM than it is in anything else. I mean, you can fuck somebody that you don't have a conversation with and it sucks. And afterwards you can be like, that sucked because you didn't have the conversation. But you can't engage in this kind of play without having communication because it's dangerous. Period. Well, Liz, the kind of play that I do. I mean, the kind of play people do in their bedroom, probably not that dangerous. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I do some shit in my bedroom, though.
What?
You were giggling, so I looked at you.
Right.
Right?
Totally.
She said she doesn't want me to, like, address her, but she's over there giggling, so I look.
Exactly.
And she gets mad at me.
I'm not mad. I'm just...
You question me.
No, I'm just... I'm... Anyways.
Fanning herself.
I'm fanning myself.
I gave you. Where'd it go?
I think the skirt, that's a little teeny tiny sticker, and her skirt has a little bit more ability to do the airflow. I think you need to spread your legs for more airflow, I'm just saying.
I mean, she knows what she's talking about.
It's a concept of physics.
She wants to increase your flow.
That's right, so you have better flow.
Listen to her. Miss H knows what she's talking about.
I agree.
And then we can talk about how Nancy increased her flow on Skid Row. That even rhymes, kind of.
Increase your flow with Skid Row.
Oh.
I'm a poet, didn't know it.
Fuck. Anyways.
Oh.
I just wish you'd both stop looking like...
I'm going to stop looking at her.
Okay, we'll just look at each other. Just
totally ignore her. No, I don't have to look at her to do something like this.
That's true. That's true. But then our listeners don't know. There we go. See, I didn't say it. But now our listeners are up to speed with what's going on.
Right. They know.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's sitting next to me. That made it easy. Just saying.
That was strategically planned.
Not really, but it worked out. Isn't that funny how that happens? It just works out. Another point on all play, not just impact, but impact being one of them. It's ebb and flow, I think, is incredibly important. You are dishing out or experiencing the pain, but this is specifically, I'm speaking to the dominants and the tops. As you're dishing out the pain, it is incredibly important to smooth it out. When you're noticing that your bottom is getting to that level where it's almost too much for them to take, you need to go in and smooth out the pain with your hands, with your energy, in order to make it so that it's not unbearable. And that doesn't reset them to zero, but it does take them back down, and they're like, oh, you know, and then you do it again. And the great thing about that is it conditions them to want that, where they can deal with whatever pain you're putting them through because they know they're going to get that touch, that sense, that intimacy, that moment. And so it makes the scene flow a lot more organically. I know for me, it helps them get into subspace deeper and longer. It helps me get into my top space better. I mean, it's a great thing. I would encourage people to do that, as opposed to kind of staying up really high on a plateau.
I like the touching.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Well, no, but I mean...
But I think everyone would, even in, I guess, in any kind of... The intimacy that comes with the physical touch.
Yeah, no, yeah. Because in hearing you talk about this, I was thinking about the last time that we were together, mm-hmm. and how, yeah, the touch just... Because I got somewhere else that was not fantastic, and the touch helped. That helped.
And it makes that pain that you just experienced that might be like, oh my God, and kind of like, oh, okay. And then so you know when you're getting to that level again, which you might even go beyond it each time, it depends on the top, you know that I'm just gonna wait it out because I know it'll come. I know I'll get my treat at the end, whatever it is. So that it creates a better flow between the two partners, in my opinion, that is more enjoyable. I mean, it certainly is enjoyable for me because I want to, like I said, I want to play with them for longer,
mm-hmm.
you know, until they can't take it anymore. All right, you're done.
So it meets both needs.
Exactly. Exactly. That's just my thing.
I agree wholeheartedly. Stop.
I'm not looking.
No, it's just that. It's just that Miss H has this, like, smile that makes you kind of, like...
Makes your heart flutter.
And then also, it's just...
I'm going to talk about tingling in special places.
I didn't bring it up.
You know what? It's just hard because it's there and, like, I can't ignore it.
Right.
And you do have a really pretty smile. And then you smile and it's like your eyes sparkle too.
Me too.
And then it's like, but then, like, you know, I know that, like, maybe a week from now, I'm not going to be smiling. Probably not.
I'm going to be smiling.
I'll be smiling afterwards.
Like fucking punch drunk. Yeah. I actually am very jealous of Subspace. I'm jealous because they look like they're having such a good time. They're like, all right. They're like fucking drunk or stoned or whatever. And I'm like, goddamn asshole. I don't get that shit. I get like I'm on fucking coke. I'm like, this is awesome. I totally know what I want to do. I'm totally focused. Blah, blah, blah. You know, that's like the difference between top space and subspace. It's pot versus coke.
But you make it happen though. As the top, you make that happen.
And that is ultimately the rush.
That drives the high.
There is that. I mean, it, again, it's complete yin to the yang. They're totally different. And I'm too much of a control freak to ever let go to find subspace. So whatever. Judge away. So, but for you as bottoms, I mean, what kind of impact play have you experienced and what has been your, you know, definition of it, your what you liked, what you didn't like, that kind of stuff?
Well, with me, I do love the spanking. I do love, thanks to Miss Nancy, we now have a paddle in our toy box, which we have incorporated, and it's a lot of fun. Besides that, I don't think I've tried anything else, except for maybe the little flogger. Well, I actually have a bigger one at home, but...
Yeah, that wouldn't be difficult. You can use that on nipples, even the clit.
Usually I have that when I'm at work, and I'm like, okay. And I just need that for myself, but it's going to be a... Yeah. Brand new adventure.
Oh, I'm worried.
Oh, anything's a pervertible. I mean, when you're in a pinch.
Question. Yeah, we were talking. That's right. Yeah. I think. I think you made me want the cane, with just that once.
Yes.
You made me want it.
Cane converts.
Because it's like. It's nice.
It is nice.
It's very nice. I mean, it's nice, and then it builds up, and then it's like, not so nice.
It's burning, and it's got a lot there.
Yeah, and then it stops, but then it's almost as if, though, you start from zero, and then again, and then again, and then you stop. And then you start low again, and you go up, and you go up. Awesome. So I really like that. And you're right, those are brutal.
Hands are brutal.
They are brutal. I wonder, like, though, but it, I wonder if my pain tolerance is low.
We can build that up.
All right. Done and done.
It's true. It's true. It's not impossible to build pain tolerance.
I like the face. I like the face slapping. I miss that. I haven't had that in a while. Did you just say rar?
I did. I like the face slapping.
We
too.
Will fix that. I think one of my true favorites though is hair pulling.
Oh, hair pulling.
For so many reasons. It's such a control thing. But then the look on their face when you pull their hair is like, that's right, bitch. Fucking mine. Here's the problem. When you play with the boys, they don't so much have the hair to pull. Mm-hmm. And it just takes that away. And then they don't. But, you know, I mean, that's different because I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about hair pulling. But so that's an issue. And there's one, you know, person that's special, 21, and he has, you know, he shaves his head. There are many times that I want to go grab his skull. I'm like, fuck.
There's nothing there to grab. There.
And I'm like, I don't want to grab his ears. No, whatever. And it's very disappointing. And it's just like, it messes with my headspace. I'm like, so, you know, that's hair.
Yeah.
Which is not impact, but it's great if you did the hair pull and the face slap. That is impact.
Very hot.
Interesting.
I want that. Can I have that?
You can have that.
Okay.
You can do that.
Yeah, I'm down for hair pulling too. If they know how to do it the right way, because sometimes they pull those teeny tiny little baby hairs, and I'm like, oh, wait, no. Hold on. Not there. But overall, my hair is pretty long. Right now it's in layers, but it's pretty long.
And wearing a ponytail is that's like a knob for them to pull, just so you know.
Mm-hmm.
So if you wear a ponytail and you're with, you know, your whomever, and it makes it hard for them to pull the little hairs. They just kind of grab from it, and it's nice. And you're like, oh, that's
I shall do that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I'll be your pony. Mm-hmm. Which has another play, but I'll be your pony.
You like the pony play. And the puppy play. And the amino play.
Should we possibly...
Sure, let's go on for another one. This one, Master and Servant by Depeche Mode.
Nice!
It's a lot.
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 Dedicated to my baby gays, because I know they're listening right now, and they were just like, we love that song. So and we were talking about how much we love baby gays.
And also, does one of them want to be a servant and the other one want to be a master? Is that what's going on?
Yeah. I think my baby gay is, I think, the bottom.
Oh.
And they can correct me if I'm wrong. And if I'm wrong, I'm sorry. Because I think my bestie baby gay is the top. I think. That's what it looks like.
Oh, baby gays. We love the baby gays.
They're baby gays.
I wish I could be like a godmother to a baby gay. Like, I want to be like, you know,
oh, like I want to be my baby gay's godmother. Can I be your godmother, baby gay?
I'm going to be a sponsor, show you the robes. Yes, don't do this. Don't do
a 12-step plan for the baby gays?
Sure, he is on that. Just saying. I mean, there needs to be the whole...
Well, they have... I know we're getting off topic, but really quick, LifeWorks, which is the mentoring program for the baby gays.
This is true. This is true. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just feel like as a grown-up gay, or at least I would think I'm a grown-up. I want to give back.
I want to give back to the community.
I do. I do. I really do. Oh, goodness. Well, people, as you have been listening, we've been talking all about hitting and slapping and whipping and what all that other stuff that may otherwise be known as impact. So please feel free to call in. We would love to have your questions if you have them. The number is 800-893-9562. And so there is that. Yeah.
Well, the window's open now.
So. Now it's okay. Now there is
right
circulation of air, and it's starting to cool down.
See, and the spreading of the legs helped.
This did
she
help.
Is a genius. Right?
She is a fucking genius. She's a genius, and she's a giver.
I'm a giver.
She's a giver.
I'm going to give some of my vampire gloves. Well, not give them away, but I'm going to.
Hey, Mrs. H., I got a question for you.
Yes.
How long have you been doing this?
Impact or just being what I am?
Yeah, I guess being what you are, or I guess I'm not really sure what that even is. Are you like a dominatrix to people? Or okay. That was never really clarified. So
I'm a dom, which is I'm a dominant. I don't do it professionally. That would be a pro dom. I'm a lifestyle dom, so it's just kind of the way I live my life, which means I tend to have some submissives hanging around me, doing stuff for me, letting me beat the shit out of them. As far as how long have I been doing it, it's kind of a tough question. I know that I started when I was 17 doing things that none of my friends were doing. And I knew I was different, very different. And now I'm able in my...
What's an example of that thing that was different?
The very first thing I did was Force Buy, where I was supposed to do a threesome with two guys and me. And I was like, oh, hell no. That's just too many cocks for me to deal with right now. So it turned into, if you two do this, then I'll do something. And it just turned into them making out, sucking each other's cocks and that kind of stuff, which was hot. I mean, let me clarify. Actually watching them do that was not hot. It was really nasty. They were not sexy. Having them do everything I said was so hot. And I was like, this is when I knew I was not like my sorority sisters. I was different. So for me, that was my first experience. And then after that, I did a cuckolding thing, which is when you are having sex with not your partner in front of your partner and they're not allowed to touch and participate. That's the watered down version of it. I would tie them up and do various types of humiliation. And I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't. I made a lot of mistakes. And then, you know, I realized that I was just bad, evil person. And I went to Jesus, who didn't save me, because I'm back. So there you go.
So how long was it that you were doing these things before you decided that, or you realized there was a lifestyle and other people, you know, there's structure to what you were doing?
I did not discover that there was a lifestyle until about a few years ago. That there was people and there were words and names for the things that I had done. And I don't know how atypical that is. I think it's pretty normal. Most people are ultimately self-taught, which as I'm going through this and I'm going to several classes and I'm being taught and I'm learning, I'm realizing, fuck, I fuck that shit up and I fuck that shit up and stuff. So it's one of those things where it's not abnormal, but for me, reaching out within the community is incredibly important so that people know, number one, they're not weird. They're not freaks. You know, this is just kind of who they are, and there is, you know, an equal and opposite person for what you are. So for me, that's important because, you know, I think it's easy enough for us to listen to the masses and have them believe that we are not good people. What I do in BDSM doesn't make me a bad person at all because I don't beat people up unless they want me to. And, you know, they really do have to ask.
Well, the thing I've noticed from listening to this show and... all the things that Dr. Rossi and Novice Nancy do, there's so much structure and rules around it and communication that in so-called normal sex, often those things aren't even pre-established.
Absolutely.
So in what you guys do, you know well ahead of time, you know, what's going to happen, what my limits are. Mm-hmm. So often I feel that's safer in a lot of ways.
Agreed. And also, I think, at least for me, I can speak for me, it has made my sex life completely different because I am so much more open and so much more communicative. And I used to kind of feel a little bit guilty for being as dominant as I am, you know, because the guy's supposed to be the dominant. That's just what society tells us. And it's just not the case with me. It just isn't the way it goes. And so now I'm much more open and much more honest. And even if I'm going to do anything with a vanilla person, I'm really like, so how do you like your cock sucked? You into the balls? Do you want a finger in your ass? How does this one work for you? Are you shaved? You know, I'm very open. It's almost like scene negotiation when I'm talking about sex. So, and it does take people back. I mean, it is one of those things where like, whoa, I'm not used to this. But the truth of the matter is, if you got it all laid out, you know what's going to go on. Let's do this thing. We're good. We know what's happening. It makes it easier, and it makes it a much more enjoyable experience. And then, of course, I'm a lot more honest afterwards. Before, I'd be like, oh, yeah, it was great. That sucked. Now I'm just like, yeah, no, we're not going to do this again. It wasn't really working for me.
Yeah, I think the education is key because if you have new people coming into this, the last thing you want to do is scare them off by an error or something that you knew you shouldn't have been doing in the first place.
You know, the likelihood is you're not gonna kill anybody unless you're doing heavy edge play. So, but use common sense. It is really what's critical is just use common sense and don't try to map out something that you've seen in some movie someplace because that's just not how it works. It's just nothing is like what you see in the movies. Thank you, Hollywood. Or the Valley. So, but yeah, it is about... And people should feel comfortable seeking out resources. There are so many resources out there nowadays. I mean, there's FetLife, there's... There are dungeons that do an entire education series where you can learn from professionals how to do things if they're interested, or even just to listen, or even just to decide that they don't want to do that. That's fine as well. I mean, I've gone to lots of educational classes that it wasn't necessarily something I thought I was into, but then I got into it, I was like, okay, yeah, I can do that. And for me, it's really just another tool to have that I would possibly want to explore.
Yeah. I think maybe I'm one of the few people that really likes it when you get ideas and you see stuff and you're like, yeah, but see, that will come back to bite me in the ass because I think I can't wait for her to do that on somebody else. And then, what? Yeah. And then it's like, wait, what's going to
happen
on?
To you?
It might just what? Happen to her.
Yeah.
Let the creativity flow.
Well, that's, I think, one of the things I know that when I've spoken with other dominants that we enjoy the most is the creativity. And it is a bottomless pit. BDSM is a bottomless pit of whatever you want to do. You know, I cannot fathom a moment when I know everything about this lifestyle. It'll never happen. It's so vast. It's so diverse. And that is very enjoyable. I can constantly be evolving, constantly be growing. And anybody who wants to engage in this lifestyle and truly become educated in it, they can constantly be growing. It's just, you know, starting with getting your ass smacked or smacking somebody's ass, that's a toe, not even a toe. That's like you're looking at the water. You know, there's so much beyond that. And if you feel you get a rush on either side of it, it is to your benefit to experience it. Being in touch with who I am and who I've always known I was, but I was afraid to, has liberated me in so many ways. It's been a wonderful experience. It is who I am. It is what I am. And furthering down this quote-unquote rabbit hole is just making me a better person overall because I'm able to not feel female guilt for being who and what I am, which a lot of female dominants sometimes do because that's just not what society tells us women are supposed to be. So that's my soapbox. Sorry, y'all.
I like your soapbox. No, it's been forcing me to be a lot more honest with myself and with others, and that's something that I'm used to. I'm used to telling people exactly what they want to hear or whatever's appropriate at the time, and it's really different. And I've experienced a lot of that with you, and that's like really eye-opening for me. It's kind of scary sometimes.
Yeah, honesty is that's the basis. I mean, if you're not honest, just it can't happen. You know, and when I say honest, I'm not just honest with me or with a partner. You have to be honest with yourself. You have to be honest, especially if you're a bottom. You have to be honest if that is something, whatever act has been brought to you that somebody wants to engage in. You have to be honest that that's something you want to do. And if you're like, okay, I'm curious, you need to be honest with the level. And what do you think? And I'm not sure. And you need to be willing and able to stop at any given moment. I had a woman who's a fairly new submissive. She was contacting me because she's having difficulty with a dom that she's working with, where he just doesn't think that she's committed enough. She's married and has kids and has a life. He is her dom, but she's not collared, and he is making her feel guilty because she's not available for him as often as he wants. And she's like, I can't. And my thing is, it is acceptable to have hard limits. It is acceptable to have a life, and you need to communicate openly with whoever your partner is, so that you two are on the same page, so you understand what that looks like. No two relationships are the same in any relationship, but it's even more so to the case in DS or BDSM. No two relationships are the same, because you have people that have different levels of commitment, different levels of ability to be available, a lot of different things. So that being said, it's the communication, being really open and honest, is incredibly important.
Just open and effective communication.
Which is hard for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. That makes it so much more hot. Like, it makes it really hot and arousing than when we've had all of that. And then it's like, whoosh, and then, and then wham, and then pow. Just makes it a lot better.
All of that.
You reminded me of a Batman.
Exactly.
One of the old Batmans. I just wanted the bubbles, like, over you.
Well, if you wear a Catwoman suit, all the better, right?
Oh.
Even better.
Even better.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I don't know. It looked like you wanted to say something.
Nope.
Okay.
We just wanted to look at you.
Just wanted to check in and see if you were okay.
I'm okay.
She's not even fanning herself.
I'm not.
Oh, that's because the breeze and the opening of the legs.
And the opening of the legs.
She's just opening her legs to the breeze.
Yes.
Fuck, man.
And it's chilly out there, so it's a nice cool breeze.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyways.
Which, could go into temperature play.
Ooh. Are we setting up for 2 weeks from now?
A little bit of... No.
Oh, goodness.
Ice is fun. You know, the ice and heat
fire
is fun.
Is a part of temperature.
I've always been, called in to fire play, and I love watching it. I don't know if I'd ever be able to do it, but I love watching.
Wonderful. You want me to set you on fire?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, wow.
I'll set you on fire.
Oh. Fucking love fire play. It's so awesome.
My fire cups came, too.
Oh.
I only have three, but I have some fire cups. I have some fire cups.
Well, we know what we'll be talking about in 2 weeks.
Yes, and we are saying 2 weeks because we will be taking off next Sunday, and we shall be back whatever 2 weeks.
I think it's the 25th.
Is it?
No. We're just taking
off the 18th.
We're just taking off next Sunday,
which is the.
If you guys want to be all picky and stuff,
11th. We're taking off 9/11, and then we'll be back the following Sunday after, which is 9/18.
We're not good.
Yeah, it's 18th.
Okay.
Whatever. Apparently, I'm jumping ahead to the pegging party.
See, that's how official it is. It's in the fucking calendar, man.
It's in the fucking calendar. We have somebody coming out from Arizona. Fucking pegging party.
Yes.
It ain't legit if it ain't in your calendar.
Exactly. And if he's listening, I'm so excited. Oh my God, I'm so excited. Anyways.
He's a virgin ass. We have to use the small butt plug on him.
Oh.
Baby. Someone sent me a text message, and it's directed towards you. What's some safety with fire play?
Oh my God. That's actually kind of considered heavy edge play. I would feel very uncomfortable in having somebody listen to me say safety and fire play. Number one, have a fucking bucket of goddamn water. Let's start with that.
Fire extinguisher.
Let's move on with, don't do it on or around a bed. Have wet towels ready, that kind of things. But if you have not been taught how to do fire play, don't do it.
And that was going to be my question. Is there if somebody that's obviously listening right now and is interested, are there workshops? Are there things that you can recommend to look into?
I have only been taught individually. For me and the people that I know, fire play is one of those safety things that requires one-on-one education, which is
it can be done easily. Just, you know, hey, you do fire play, would you teach me? It's very easy. And most of the people I know in this community are very open and willing to do so. But it's definitely one of the things you want to ensure that they really get the level of safety. I mean, there are certain things, you know, medical play, fire play are things that you're just not going to have a broadened class on. But yeah, I mean, and fire play is, we're not talking wax play, that's different. We're talking fire play, and you're not using a candle, you're generally using fire wands or fire cups or this kinds of things. Or somebody was talking about a magnesium strip. I'm like, whoa, I favorited a tweet. I'm like, I gotta look that shit up. I gotta get some of that. So,
so the next question that comes in from the caller is, hey, they have questions. They don't want to call in, but they got questions. Were you self-taught in fire play, or did you have a mentor?
I had a mentor. Okay. I had a mentor, and she taught me to do fire play and fire cupping, and she also taught me needles and sutures. So I was, you know, I was lucky to be able to have her. She's a wonderful. She's no longer my mentor. She feels that I've surpassed her. So and now I'm hopefully on the threshold of having another mentor who is amazing. And if that happens, I'll be like on fucking cloud goddamn 9. Is there a cloud 10? Because I'll be there too.
Yay. And I will make a cloud 10.
Fuck yeah. Mm-hmm. With my fire play.
Big old fire cloud. This is 10, bitches.
Fuck yeah. You chewed vanilla for me.
I hope I'm never ever too vanilla for you.
I don't think I. Well, you're very. Here's the thing about you: is you're very open and eager. Even your red, yellow, green list. Funny, she has a list for BDSM, red, yellow, green. It's awesome.
What? I'm an organized person.
It's yeah. Mm-hmm. Even on a kink, I'm not that organized. I'm like, what? Maybe I have a post-it note that I lose. That's not the point. Whiteboard. Ooh, I like whiteboards. If anybody wants to send me a whiteboard, I'll take it. Just so you know.
We should go to IKEA and get her one.
Get all wet, my whiteboard. Hey, whiteboard, I'll look you up. Anyway, so you're very open to new experiences. And one of the things that I've discovered so far in kind of the community, the Los Angeles community, is people here, and I think human beings in general, we're relationally based. So based upon your relationship with me, your trust with me, you're probably more willing to engage in certain acts that you might not have. It's about who are you playing with. Who do you trust? Who do you want to do that with? So that in that situation, I think that you're definitely going to want to continually evolve.
This is exciting.
This is exciting. Evolution is exciting.
Hello?
Hey.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, how's it going?
Going good.
What's up? Do you have a comment, a question?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Is this Doc Rosie?
This is Dr. Rosie, and this is Nancy and Miss H.
Hi. This is Baby Gay.
Oh, hey, Baby Gay.
A Baby Gay.
This is my Baby Gay.
Oh.
How are you, Baby Gay?
Good, and you? How are you?
Good, thank you. So what's on your mind?
Nothing. We were calling to say hi to you.
Oh. Thank you.
How cute.
That's my Baby Gay.
Jen, Baby Gay wanted to say hi to you, though.
Okay, and then I caused a fight, so I just wanted to apologize because I got the roles reversed. My Baby Gay is the top, so
yeah, don't
sorry.
Don't hey, sexiness.
Hey.
Is this the other Baby Gay?
Yes.
This is my bestie, Baby Gay.
Aww. Yeah.
Best.
Yes, this is the best ever. And I'm sorry I caused a fight. I will make sure to take notes and not confuse you guys again.
Hey, Baby Gay, I have a question for you.
Just to get it right, though, Baby Gay, your Baby Gay is the top, and then bestie Baby Gay is the bottom.
Yes, I just made...
like, no.
Anyways, I have a question, Baby Gays, both of you.
Yes.
Of the things that we've discussed tonight, have they piqued your interest at all? Do you think this is something that you may want to try in the near future? Or maybe not in your super near future, because you're a Baby Gays. You Baby Gays shouldn't be doing this. Maybe not.
She started at 17.
Well, we missed half the show, but if you could, like, give us a brief.
Nah, fool. That's not going to happen.
What you can do is download it from iTunes, which I know you guys have. And you guys can let us know in 2 weeks what piqued your interest.
All right. Sounds like a plan. I'll let you know.
Okay.
Fantastic. Thank you for calling to say hello.
One more thing.
Oh,
yes.
Jessie, and you know this?
Yes.
Fantastic. Thank you for calling to say hello. I'm the one that's always on top.
That's what There's I no said. That's what I said, but supposedly there was an argument, so I just wanted to apologize.
Damn,
I all right, baby gays. Talk to you soon.
And with that being said...
Yeah, with that being said, the last song is a dedication to my top man, but also reminds me of you, because we're talking
me?
About boobies, and it's Titties Bounce by Gravy Train, and we'll be back in 2 weeks.
Bye.
Bye.